Hello everyone, welcome back to Holding Fast to Faith. I'm your host Brett Hill, and today we've got a great message coming from Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 4 through 13. Well, I'm in the King James Version today, so if you don't have your Bible, pause your podcast, go get your Bible, come back and join us. The title of today's message is The Promise, The Peace, and The Process. We're going to be in Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse number 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." We need to always be rejoicing in God and rejoicing in His promises, rejoicing in the things that He has for us right now and for the things He has for our future. We need to always rejoice. He goes on to say, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, but for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound, and everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Church, in the Word of God, He Himself, through His Son Jesus Christ, has given us a promise. This promise contains a wide spectrum of elements within it. First and foremost, He promises us, the believer, everyone who will turn to Him, everybody who will trust in His words and the acts that His Son Jesus Christ has done on the cross of Calvary and was raised from the grave, He promises those people eternal life. Now, with eternal life is what's called newness of life. We have a new life in Jesus Christ once we ask Jesus Christ to come in. This newness of life is encompassed with other things such as the goodness of God in our lives. We want the favor of God in our lives. The newness of God causes the mercy of God to be in operation in our life and causes His favor to fall upon us. And the things that we should be punished for, we don't get the punishment for, because that's what His mercy is. And that also brings up the grace of God in our lives. His grace, His unmerited favor provides that newness of life, that new life in Him, and that eternal life that we talked about. And lastly, it brings the righteousness of God. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God, and when He brings His Son into you through faith, when you pray the prayer of redemption into your life, then the righteousness of God enters into you. You're not righteous, but Christ is righteous in you, which makes you righteous in God's eyes. And one of the absolute best results that come from living in God's promise is having the peace of God. We need to know that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding can be ours no matter where you live or how many wonderful gifts God provides, how many problems you have in this earth, whatever you're going through, if you're sick or if you've got handicaps or if you've got poverty, whatever things going on in your life, you can be at peace with God knowing that whatever you go through here on earth does not dictate the eternal life that you're going to have in heaven. If you don't live in peace, all the rest seems insignificant. We need to know that God's promise delivers a whole array of prosperities in both the physical and the spiritual life of the believer. But there's that word "but" there. Oh, there it is. Come on. That word "but" right when it's getting good too. I need you to know today, church, that there are circumstances, there are things that we need to go through, there are provisions that God gives us, but they have some underlying circumstances that we have to do. But Pastor, I want all these things in my life. I want the goodness of God, the favor of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the righteousness of God, and the peace of God. Well, listen, all of us do, and it's good for us to desire all these things in our life as well, but we cannot just ask for them. There are some underlying things that we need to go. You see, God gave us a promise, and with that promise comes His peace, but only through His process. See, this is where many of us get hung up, because we don't really want to go through the process. We're not always willing to do what it takes. We're not always willing to pay the price of giving up some things in our life or taking some time that we could spend on something else. I don't want to miss my TV programs. I don't want to miss my soap operas. I don't want to miss going to the beach. I don't want to miss hanging out with my friends. Well, sometimes the process takes us through some things that we don't like in order to get to the parts that we do like. You know, we can't have God's righteousness unless we go through the process of God's conviction in our life and then repenting of our sins and changing who we are and learning to walk a new life. You can't have eternal life without doing those things. So there's a sacrifice. Once you invite Jesus Christ into your life, there's some sacrifices that we go through. If we want the goodness of God and the favor of God and the mercy of God in our life and the righteousness of God all operating and the peace of God in our hearts and minds, regardless of what we're going through, there are processes that we have to do to get those things. We don't just pray a prayer and a magic wand be waved over our head and those things happen. There are processes. So I want to give you an example today, because I remember my wife going through college and she was earning a degree in agricultural science. And how's that for convenience? I talk about spiritual agricultural science all the time, but now my wife is well prepared for spiritual agricultural science because she went through this, right? But anyway, she really loved her classes. She enjoyed taking these classes. Well, most of them. There was some of them that she didn't like, but she loved the ones that was about the animals. She loved talking about the animals, learning about their lifestyle, their culture, the things that they eat, their environments that they went through. She loved studying the trees and the rings in the trees to tell how old they were and what they went through, and if there was a forest fire if there was a drought, if there was too much water. She could tell the life of that tree and the history of that tree based on a ring cut out of that tree. She could tell the ages of things, and she could tell the gender of pine cones and things like that. All kinds of things, because she studied all these scientific processes. She studied biology. She really loved the writing classes, and she loved the theater and all those things. But there was one class that stood in her way of achieving the promise of a degree. And that class that stood in her way was algebra. Oh, she'll tell you right away, algebra's not a thing that she wants to do. She'd rather do anything else in this world but algebra. That stuff does the same to her that kryptonite does to Superman. She just doesn't survive the presence of algebra. She could do all the other classes. She loved them. She made great A's and high A's and all those other classes. And when it came to algebra, she just did not want to put in the time. But I had to speak to her about it. We had to work through it, because if you don't put in the time for the classes you don't like and you put in the time for the classes you do like, failing the ones that you don't like will cause you to not reach the promise of the degree. So this is a problem that she had to deal with. Algebra is part of the process that produces the promise. Now listen to me. Algebra certainly didn't bring anyone in the house peace while going through it. I can promise you that. It wasn't a fun time when she was doing her algebra classes, because it was griping and complaining all the time. I don't know why I need to learn this. This is going to be useless in my life. Why should I do this? But God's process at times is undesirable, just like having a class that you don't want to take is undesirable. Is everyone that goes through life going to use the FOIL method in algebra, that first, outer, inner, last Look, you don't get out of bed in the morning and go into the kitchen and pull out a bunch of stuff out of the fridge and then look at it and think, okay, now let's see, bacon is my X and Y represents the total calories in the meal. So let's see, 2X plus Y biscuit multiplied by 3X minus 4Y red eye gravy. Okay, see, 2x times 3x equals 6x. A positive y biscuit minus 4y red eye gravy equals a negative 3y biscuit and gravy. No, nobody does that kind of stuff. I can see where she's coming from. She won't use those type of things, but what it does is it builds character in your brain. It helps you build some processes. You don't go through all that stuff to make breakfast. You just grab 6 pieces of bacon, toss some gravy on the biscuit, and go about your day. But the point is, you may not use algebra itself during everyday life, but you absolutely will use the thought development that took place during your algebra class. You will benefit from all the mental growth and logical process that you develop while trying to solve for why. The process of solving for why is crucial for maturing our mental development so that we can understand things better, so that our minds will learn things logically, so that we can process thoughts quicker and more efficiently. Listen, God's process, it involves scripture like, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. But as we go through His process of developing the mind of Christ by reading and studying God's Word, by participating in classroom exercises called life's trials, by doing our homework on the subject to become more efficient at it, we develop a mindset that understands His thoughts more clearly. We begin to get a better grip on recognizing God's way and seeing how He wants things done in our life. And we begin to develop our mindset pointing toward understanding and trusting. So there is a promise today that we can have the things that God wants for us. There is peace by living in His promises. We can point ourselves toward Him and learn to trust Him and learn to live by His Word and focus on what He wants out of us. And that will bring the peace into our life. But it does not happen without the process. And that process is going through things that we don't want to go through. That process is that pruning that Jesus talks about. There's got to be some things that's cut out of our life and taken from us. There's some things that we have to go through that doesn't feel good. We go through some trials in life so that we can experience the goodness and the prosperity that God's Word brings to us. And I'm not just talking about money today. I'm talking about the prosperity of the riches of His Word speaking into your life and speaking into your spirit. When you go through some dark times in your life, you can learn to trust His Word as you go through the process of walking through those dark valleys or walking through those trials and tribulations. And it doesn't seem like God's Word is helping you, but you follow it anyway, and you find out when you get to the other side of the process that there is peace in your life. And that takes some time going through a struggle from time to time. So there will be hills and valleys in your life. And listen, he said in verse 7 there that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Now that doesn't say that while you have the peace of God keeping your hearts and minds, it doesn't say that the trials and tribulations won't continue. What it means is that you'll learn to trust God's Word. You'll learn to trust the promise that He made. You'll learn from trials and going through things and getting on the other side of them that the next time you go through something, God was with you on that first one. He'll be with you on that next one. He went through this with me, so I know that His peace will be with me. It don't look like things are good right now in my life. It doesn't feel like things are good in my life right now, but I know that God's promise tells me that His peace that I got in the last situation I went through is going to keep my heart and mind stable and keep me focused on Him, and I'm going to see the end of this thing. So I'm going to focus myself. I'm going to dedicate myself to His process, and I'm not going to trust my own thoughts in this matter. I'm not going to trust the way I think. I'm not going to look at this matter the way that my flesh would look at it. I'm going to let God's peace take care of this situation. I'm going to let God's Word walk me through this. I'm going to let my trust in Him, even though I can't see the outcome. My trust in Him is going to be what gets me through this because I believe in His process. Now, that's what gets you through the promise. When you hear the promise and you hear about the peace. But the only way to get to both of them is to go through His process, and that's to pull out the Word of God. That's to read the Word of God and find out what that process is. He says that by faith we are saved. By faith in Jesus Christ, that Romans 10, 9 and 10 that we talk about, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. Now that's the beginning of our salvation. Now listen, I'm not saying that you have to work for your salvation. I'm not saying that at all. When you trust in God and you believe in God and you accept Him into your heart because the Holy Spirit is calling you to come into a place of repentance, you are saved through faith. But what I'm telling you is there's a process in life to get to the promise. There's a process in life to get to the peace. There's all kinds of things that He promised you. He said, I'll be with you. I'll walk with you. I'll be with you in the valley. I'll be with you in the trials and tribulations. And my peace that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. That is a promise that He gives you. But how are you going to know that His peace is with you and your heart and mind is taken care of and he's keeping your hearts in mind if you don't go through a trial or a tribulation to see that that's what He's doing? We need to understand that trusting Jesus Christ means that we have some hills and valleys in our life because He's taken us through some things to prove that His promises are yes and amen. And listen, I tell this all the time, that calm seas do not make a good sailor. A good sailor does not get tested on calm waters. He can't prove how good he can handle the ship. He can't prove how good of a captain he could be if he's not put through some trials of some rough seas and some storms and has to fight the waters. You cannot prove that God's word works really well in your life if you do not go through some trials and tribulations and face some things that you don't want to face. Go through some things that are not desirable in your life. You cannot face these things and not grow. So the more that you go through the trials and tribulations, the more that you trust in God's word, the more that you lean on His understanding and not your understanding, it will walk you through the process of receiving His peace and knowing that He's faithful in everything that He promises. And His word is always yes and amen. His word always takes you to what He's promised. He's always faithful. Matter of fact, the word says that He's faithful even when we are not faithful. His word will take us to the place that we want to be if we're willing to go through the things that we don't want to go through. If we're willing to go through things that God's word walks us through, because without the trials, without the tribulations, without the heartaches, we cannot learn to fully trust in God in everything that we do, and therefore we don't reach the full potential of the peace that passes all understanding. So we have to trust in God with what He puts in our life. And I know that it's hard to do sometimes, but that verse number 13, it says when you go through all those things, when you trust in Him and you get His peace, you learn that through Jesus Christ, you can do all things that you need to do. You can go through the trials. You can go through the tribulations. You can face the heartaches. You can face all the things that happens here on this earth because Christ is the one that gives you the strength to get through those things that you're facing here in this world. So in the Word of God, Jesus Christ Himself gives us the promise, and the promise is full of all kinds of good things for us. But we have to go through the process, and that process sometimes requires pruning. It sometimes requires some things that we don't want to do, but God's promise helps you to grow. The process that He takes you through slowly. See, He can't just take us right straight to the promise because you wouldn't appreciate the promise. We wouldn't appreciate the promise. We wouldn't understand the promise. We wouldn't hold on to the promise. It wouldn't stick in our lives if we didn't go through the process and learn to appreciate what He brings us through. It's just like a kid that if you buy a car for a kid, Many kids, they don't appreciate the car. They don't take care of it because they didn't work and make the payments. They didn't have the payment book themselves. And so many times they may wreck it, or they may not dent in it, or they may not take care of the upholstery inside because they don't know how hard it was to earn all those thousands of dollars that it took to pay for that. If you take that same perspective and you point that toward God's promise, we have to work through some things in our lives, trusting Jesus while we walk beside Him as He takes us through those things, so that we can learn to appreciate what He gives us, so that we can learn to appreciate His promises, and most of all, above everything else, so that we can learn to trust Him. When He takes us through these things, He's building trust in Him. When we get to the other side of those trials and tribulations that we're going through, trust is a major factor. He shows us that when He gets on the other side of that thing with us, and you turn around and you look and see what's behind you now, and you've grown better, you've got closer to Him, your relationship with Jesus Christ has gotten better, that's part of the process that He wants everybody to go through, because He wants spiritual growth, He wants relational growth with Him, so that you can become more like Him, so that you can come to trust Him more and be more like what He wants us to be and less like the flesh is trying to make us to be. So the process takes us to the promise. The process takes us to the peace. And you realize the next time that you see a trial, you trust Him so much that you've got peace about walking into that trial. You've got peace about going through it. So God gives you that promise. God gives you that peace as He walks you through the process of trusting and believing in Him and believing in His word and everything that He's given you. And listen, I want to tell you today, sometimes it's hard to do. I myself as a minister, a missionary, an evangelist, all the things that I've done in this world over the years, it's been a hard thing to go through the process at times. It is. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always an easy task to say, hey, God, this thing looks too big for me, but I believe that You can handle it. It's not always that easy. Sometimes you just look at it and you're just praying with all your heart. God, I don't want to go through that. Do anything You can to get me out of this. I don't want to face this. God, if You're really real, if You're up there, if You love me, please, God, get me out of this thing. But because He really is real, because He really does love you, He says, no, I'm not going to get you out of it. I'm going to cause our relationship to grow even bigger and cause you to trust me anymore by letting you go through this thing and proving that when I walk through it with you, that you know, regardless of how big the problem is, how big the circumstance, how big this trial is going to be in your life, and how long it takes. Some of them takes 10 minutes. Some of them takes 10 days. Some of them's 10 years. You don't know what God's going to take you through, but I can tell you that when you put your trust in His process, His faith, your faith in Him, your trust in Him will get bigger, and your relationship with Him will grow stronger, and you will lock in your eternal salvation. You will lock in your sealed prosperity in the Holy Spirit, because you will realize that it doesn't matter what this world has to offer. You know that you have a God that you can trust. You know that you have a Savior that you can trust, and you can always lean on Him to get you through every circumstance that you face. And that's the promise that we have in Him. When we go through the process, the promise is there's peace on the other side of it when you trust in me. And listen, I want to pray with you today, because I know that there's plenty of people out there that goes through these problems. I know there's plenty of people that faces circumstances that when they pray to God, they're trying to pray the wrong way. They're praying for God to get me out of this circumstance. God, get me out of it. Shut it down. Don't let me go through this thing. This is horrible. But you need to be praying God's will in it. Lord, help me to trust You, because He's allowing us to go through things sometimes just so we learn to trust Him and we grow into His relationship with Him more. If we don't go through some of these things, we don't grow. If we don't go through some of these things, we don't trust Him. So sometimes He just allows it to happen so that we can trust Him more. So I want to pray with you today. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray that every listener that you have here that's listening to this podcast, God, I pray, Lord, that you begin to teach them the promise and the process that you have that leads towards your peace. God, I pray that you make it okay in their hearts, Lord, to learn to trust in you, Lord, to go through the circumstances knowing that you're probably allowing them to go through it, Lord, so that they'll trust in you more and they'll put their faith in you as they go through it. God, I pray that you give them the strength, Lord, and the trust that it takes, Lord, to go through these things that they face on a daily basis, Lord. And God, when they get on the other side of it, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that causes their spiritual walk with you to get better and to get stronger, Lord. Let it be something that comes out positive, that points them toward you, Lord, and so that they will see that your peace comes through trusting you and going through some things, even though they don't understand the outcome, Lord, that they learn to just blindly trust you, because that's the best way to have a relationship with you, is to just put total trust in you, God. I know it's hard to do at times, but Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give the listeners the strength to do so. I pray, God, that you'll touch their hearts, Lord, and help them to start learning more to trust in you, even in the circumstances that they feel like are really hard and they don't understand. God, give them that peace that they're looking for as they go through the process. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it. Amen. God bless you. I pray that this has helped you. I pray that it's encouraged you. And when you go through the process that God has for you, the promise is there. His peace is there. Just trust in Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.